North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.
This is North Shore Today for Monday, February 17, 2020. Police officers shot and killed a man connected to carjackings in Massachusetts and New Hampshire, according to the Associated Press. At a Sunday night press conference, Massachusetts officials said the 31-year-old man shot was believed to have been the same suspect from a carjacking in Lowell and a subsequent carjacking from a dealership in Nashua, New Hampshire, during which an employee was stabbed. The man has been identified as 31-year-old Thomas Murray of Draycott. Police in Lowell said Murray told a woman in a red Subaru to get out of the car and wrested the victim's purse away during a struggle before taking off in the car around 3 p.m. Sunday. Fewer than 2 hours later, police were notified that the car had been tracked to Nashua, but responding officers couldn't find it. About an hour later, police received word of a carjacking at a BMW dealership in Nashua. Authorities said the car was stolen at knife point, and the description of the suspect matched the description of the Lowell carjacker. Nashua police later found the Subaru stolen from Lowell at the dealership lot. Massachusetts State Police trooper found a BMW matching the description of the one stolen at a gas station in the village of Byfield in Newbury around 7 p.m., according to state police. Responding officers boxed in the man's car and approached him, at which point he rammed a state police cruiser and Newbury police cruiser, according to District Attorney John Blodgett. In response, police shot him. It's unclear how many officers fired their weapons, according to Blodgett. Authorities rendered aid and took the man to a hospital where he later died. No officers were injured. A knife was found in the BMW. The Nashua dealership employee was released from the hospital with minor injuries, according to a spokeswoman for Blodgett's office. That's Carrie Kimball. Ann Monahan said the suspect, Murray, might also be connected to two vehicle thefts in Boston and North Andover on Saturday. Ethan Foreman's writing in today's Salem News. Peabody City Council's yearly review of the mayor's salary resulted in councilors giving him a 2% pay bump Thursday night, a pay increase which means councilors' salaries will also go up in lockstep. The pay raise for Mayor Ted Betancourt kicks in July 1, the start of the new fiscal year. The vote to increase the mayor's salary, which is $120,000 now, was not unanimous, with 4 of 11 councilors voting against it due to concerns about increasing spending in a year in which residents saw increases in their water and sewer rates and property tax bills. Councilors were also concerned about the appearance of voting themselves a pay raise, since they received 9% of the mayor's salary plus a $150 monthly stipend for expenses, according to an ordinance that ties together the mayor's and the councilor's pay. More on this story in today's Salem News. Michael Cronin's writing in today's Gloucester Times. The Manchester-by-the-Sea Historical Museum, located inside the 19th-century Trask House, has reopened for the season with some freshly finished renovations. At the beginning of the year, the walls of the building's former kitchen space and the adjacent hallway were renovated and re-solidified. In total, the work took around 5 weeks. Gloucester contractors Steve Stasiak and Dave Wilworth were first called in to reinforce the aging walls, buff up the ceiling and wood finishes, and put a new coat of oil-based paint wherever needed. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times. Gloucester Times is also reporting that there's a bus driver shortage in Gloucester that will affect students. Taylor Ann Bradford's writing that some students of the Beeman Memorial Elementary and O'Malley Innovation Middle Schools may have to walk or take public transportation to class after school vacation week. Gloucester Public Schools will be down to 11 bus drivers after one in charge of Route 4 through West Gloucester retired Friday as the February school break began. School Transportation Department Director Kathleen Verga would not disclose the name of the retiring driver Friday afternoon, according to the Times. A smaller number of bus drivers means that a selection of the approximately 80 students that ride on the public school's bus route 4 and who live inside a 2-mile radius of their school will have to find alternative modes of transportation to class. By law, public schools are required to provide transportation to kindergartners through 6th graders who live outside a 2-mile radius of their attended school. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times. And in a related story, Dr. Richard Sapphire was on Connections last Thursday here on MSO with Josh Arnold, and Dr. Sapphire reiterated the need for a new school to replace the East Gloucester School.
Well, last Monday, the boilers went down at East Gloucester, and for a period of time it was 49 degrees in classrooms. they jumped on it. They went there and they fixed it, and it broke down again. They called an outside consultant. And fortunately, this got done in a couple of 3 hours early in the morning, so it wasn't too cold for too long. And then I received word yesterday that it shut down again as well. So this is what we're dealing with, and I don't know that the public is aware of that. I'm not suggesting kids are freezing every day, but we're walking on eggshells that these mechanical systems, plumbing, electrical, you name it, these things can just fall apart at any time, and then where are we going to be?
That's Gloucester Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Richard Sapphire. For Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. Have a great week.
This season, start with a winning mortgage rate from your hometown team. Whether you are thinking about buying a new home or condo or refinancing your existing one, our loan rates are among the lowest anywhere. Check out our full menu of rates and terms and apply online 24/7 at institutionforsavingsloans.com. institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.